It's breezy out there, and it is definitely out of the north. It got a little bite to it. We are at 25 degrees right now, and look what blew in here this morning. our favorite historian, Janet Gageland, you said it's a good thing it's not icy. You would have just slid right across the street.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's crazy.
Good things. Hey, have you always been a history buff? I mean, have you always loved history like you do now?
No. I always liked reading biographies and autobiographies, you know, the true stories about people. But I never really liked history because it was always somebody else's history. You know, it was far away. It was world history. And yes, they impacted us. But, you know, when you are 12, 15, it, you know.
Just doesn't hold much for you. I was the same way.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So I really didn't until I started working at the cemetery.
Well,
so,
yeah, that would do it. Because you're surrounded by history there.
Constantly, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're making up for lost time these days, young lady. Now, you said we got to kind of get away from the crime spree.
I'm trying.
Trying to?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the front page news was always news about somebody who was a check forger or somebody who, you know, robbed someplace or whatever. And yeah, so it's filled with that kind of stuff. But I did find a couple of things that were not related to crime.
Okay, so we're going to kind of step away from the crime
just for a day.
For the crime. Good, because I didn't have time to load in the Dragnet theme. And so we're going to talk crime next week.
Well, no, probably be the week after.
The week after, then.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll give it a couple of weeks.
Got it.
I'm trying to, you know, like I said, get away from that life of crime.
Bob
and Whitey Klein just keep coming up and part of their gang. And I just stumbled onto another one a couple of days ago. I'm like, what?
Recurring characters.
Oh, I think so.
I love it. It's like a series going on
here.
What have you got for us today?
Well, this is from the front page in, of course, 1926. And this is Rudolph Valentino, famous star of screen, dies on Monday. That made the front page.
Really?
So, yeah, so there must have been a lot of following, even though we didn't have a lot of probably movies coming through. Some, yes, but maybe a lot of people knew him or knew of him.
Well, he's a big-time screen idol, so
yeah.
I'm sure,
yeah.
You know, people with the paper going, yeah, that would be of interest.
Yeah, and you know, he goes back quite a ways, so, you know, I'm sure that people were familiar with him, yeah.
Heard a lot of wild stories about him. Yeah, I won't get into it. But.
Well, we have another person who passed away in that same year, 1926, and that was Harry Houdini.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it seems that John Broderick of Wahpeton had a brother, Dave Broderick, and he lived in Minneapolis, and he had kind of... they called it a museum, but I don't think so. I think it was just kind of like a stage area, and he would invite people in. So Harry Houdini was at his establishment maybe a dozen times.
So Wahpeton has a Houdini.
We had a connection.
I love that.
Yes, and he would. Harry Houdini had this. I'll give anybody $100 who can bind me, you know, and that I can't get out. Well, there were some college students who thought, hey, we could earn $100. So they brought in chains. Yeah, not handcuffs like he would, like Houdini.
Regular, like log chains or
yes,
things like
yeah,
that. Okay.
Link chains, you know, and then mm-hmm. they put a screw at the end to bind it together. And at first they were like, no, this doesn't fit the criteria for this award of $100. But back and forth, and... it was like almost the end of Harry Houdini's career.
Seriously?
Yeah, they put him in the box, you know, like he usually does, and then emerges with nothing mm-hmm. Wrapped around him. So he finally decides, okay, I can do this. So he goes in the box, and he was in there for kind of a long time, and he came out, and he was dripping with perspiration. He had worked so hard, but he had gotten out of these chains.
He managed to do it.
He managed to do
okay.
it. Yeah. Then he used to spend a lot of time with the police in the Minneapolis area, and he would, like, try their handcuffs. You know, and people would come around and watch, and they would stand in the they called it the barnyard, which is probably where they parked their vehicles, but... yeah, so then he would practice getting in and out of or getting out of handcuffs and drew a big crowd. And so it was just good advertising for him. So kind of the Minneapolis was the birth of this handcuff.
But it still had a Wahpeton connection with
yes,
that, though, too.
Yes, yeah.
Wow, so that all ties in.
I know.
What a strange thing. What a strange vocation. You wake up one day and go, I think I'm going to be an escape artist. You know, that's not something I think a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, must have had no fear.
Evidently.
All right, so a group was born in 1926, and they made our paper, too. And this was the Harlem Globetrotters.
Really?
Yes, okay. 1926. They came out of Chicago, and it was the south side of Chicago. There were a lot of black basketball players. And so this fellow said, well, hey, we should put together a group, a team, you know, and we could be entertaining. Well, they did. But then there was a dispute. And so some of the players left and some stayed. They were originally called the Savoy Five, I think it was. So the ones who left found a different coach, and they came up with a different name of the Harlem Globetrotters. Harlem meaning because it was the city where there were a lot of black athletes, you know, really good basketball players.
Sure.
And they did travel. They you know, went around the whole globe traveling with their basketball skills. And then in, I think it was 1993, they got a mascot called Globy.
Globy was their mascot.
Yes, but not till 93.
Okay.
So he had, his head was a globe, and then he had a few basketball skills that he would do himself.
He's got blue hair, too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in that outfit and being able to do the kind of, like, trickery that they used to do with yeah. basketballs?
No.
I can't. I don't know how this guy did it.
I don't either.
But it's a great mascot, though.
Yes, yes. The closest they came to our area was in 1931, and they were in Fargo.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool.
And they're still going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They are. They're, and if you look back in their history, there was this famous basketball game that they played. So it was like they pitted the best black basketball players against the most white team, which would have been the Minnesota Lakers. And so it was this it was, I think it was 1948, and they had this big battle between these two great basketball powers.
Sure.
The Globetrotters came out ahead.
Well, I imagine that.
Yeah, it lasted for quite a while, and you know, drew a big crowd, and again, it you know, both teams benefited from it.
Right.
You know, so
well, entertaining.
Yes.
To say the least.
For sure.
Good stuff, Globy. I can't. Globy. I'm still looking at this mascot here. I'm not distracted. I'm looking at this mascot.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have. I have one ready for next week, but it's going to be a little bit longer than a few minutes.
Okay.
An invention, actually.
An invention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's not crime. Not related to the gangs or anything like that.
But I love how you went from Harry Houdini with our connection to the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
So we're definitely spreading out here. This is good.
It was like drawing from here and there, trying to come up with, oh, yeah, okay, that's interesting. And then there was a lady who, I don't know her whole story, but she swam across the English Channel, 1929.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, too.
Yeah.
We're talking inventions next week. Janet, always great to have you in here.
Good to be here.
And don't blow away when you step outside the door.
I'll try.
All right. It's 819 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man. I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some 91 premium no ethanol gas?
Yeah. Wahpeton Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go.